Okay, we are up and recording. Can you please state your name and title for the record?
Diane Olson, Director of Promotion and Education Programs for the Missouri Farm Bureau.
All right. Well, Ms. Olson, today we want to talk to you a little bit about National Ag Day, which is tomorrow. What can you tell us? What are some of the things that you guys are going to be focusing on or the focus of this day is?
Well, actually, every day is Agriculture Day when you think about it, because we all enjoy the benefits of agriculture every day. I know there are a lot of activities going on statewide and also on the national level, and I'm actually headed to Washington, D.C., so we'll be out there on Ag Day. So I know there's a big national thing going on there. The Missouri Department of Agriculture has an event scheduled here in central Missouri. And we have been focusing on agriculture all year because we have a lot of opportunities to reach out and share the message of agriculture. We just developed a 12-page colored tabloid called Agriculture is Everywhere, and we've distributed over 115,000 of those through newspapers and classrooms to help people make the connection to the important role of agriculture in all of our lives, you know, the sheets we sleep on, the things we use when we take a shower, you know, the clothes we wear, the food we eat, the automobiles we drive, the homes in which we live. All of that has a connection back to agriculture and so much more. So we try to promote agriculture every day and then just use special occasions to pinpoint the importance of that particular industry in our state, our nation, and ultimately our world.
Okay, fantastic. Now, you've highlighted the fact that ag is in everything we do and every day. However, National Ag Day is taking a particular focus on agriculture, and we're going to see a lot of that in our classrooms. They actually have it called National Ag in the Classroom Day. So can you tell us, have you been out to the schools to help promote this to the different students?
We have, as I mentioned, the tabloids, we have gotten those into classrooms in 88 counties for them to use as part of their understanding of agriculture. So many of those are going to be used during National Ag Week so that the students will make that connection, because most of the students sitting in the classroom today are 3, 4, sometimes maybe even 5 generations removed from that hands-on experience with agriculture. So anything we can do to help those students gain a better understanding of agriculture and why it's important to them, whether it's on the 15th of March or any day of the week, that's, or the year, that's what we want to do.
Absolutely. Now, for the rural areas, agriculture is something that definitely plays within their lives daily quite a bit more than our urban areas. When you say that you've reached the schools in 88 different counties, does that include some of the more urban communities?
It does. Actually, St. Louis County, Jackson County, Greene County, those are some of the heavy population parts of the state, and we've been able to get that material into those classrooms. And, you know, one of the things that we sometimes make a false assumption about is because someone lives in a rural area, they have a broad understanding of agriculture. And what we're finding is there are a lot of people that move to the rural areas because of the lifestyle, and yet they work in another maybe more urban area. So consequently, their family isn't exposed to the agriculture other than what they do as a drive-by. And then the other part of that is that because agriculture is highly specialized, if a student is engaged in a farming operation with their family, they may know one aspect of agriculture. Maybe they're dairy farmers, so they know about dairy and they know about the feeds that they feed those animals, but they don't know about all the row crops. You know, the Southeast Missouri is very different in that they have rice and cotton that we don't have in other parts of the state. So we can't make the assumption that because someone lives in a rural area, they have a working knowledge of agriculture. Yes, they experience it every day, but maybe they just drive by it. You know, they don't engage in it. So we can't say that because it's a rural area that they have a saturation of knowledge.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you made that point. I did catch myself after I said that, because I myself am actually from the city and now live in a rural area, but I, you know, still don't know as much as I should, I'm sure. Now, what made you want to be a part of this? Why did you decide this was an area that you were going to follow in your career path?
Well, you know, agriculture has always been a passion of mine. Growing, I grew up in a rural area where my father had a farm and then a general store, but still ran beef cattle on the side. So I've always had that. Then I started my career with University of Missouri Extension, of which agriculture is a huge part. And, you know, one of the things that we see a lot about today is the need for careers in agriculture. I just did a presentation for a middle school group the other day because they're saying, you know, over the next 5 years, there will be more career opportunities in agriculture than there will be students to fill, graduating students to fill those career choices. So we need to share with these young people that agriculture is more than just farming. You know, when you think about all the scientific research that goes into getting a plant in the ground, you know, getting that seed released, that plant in the ground, you know, then all of the other careers, your agronomist, your entomologist, your soil scientist, your hydrologist, you know, there are so many other careers that actually are so important to agriculture, but we don't think about them being a part of that whole agriculture career structure. So promoting agriculture as a career is huge. You know, my background came through the farm, then I did a degree in education. I love teaching. I just didn't want to be in the classroom every day. So I have the best of both worlds. I can teach about agriculture, help teachers figure out how to infuse that into their curriculum so that the students gain a knowledge of agriculture. So I have a very unique career path that lets me do what I really like to do best.
Fantastic. Ms. Olson, I want to thank you so much for speaking with us today. I definitely believe our listeners will be interested in hearing what you have to say. Is there anything else that you'd like to let the listeners know?
Well, you know, we think about agriculture when we eat, but we don't often think about it all the time. And it's our number one industry in the state. I referenced the tabloid as we spoke, and those are available at no cost. And I provided some for your station to use in their classroom activity. And if anybody's interested, they feel free to contact me.
Okay, and can we get contact information for them?
Yes. My phone number at my office is 573-893-1414, or you can email me at dolson@mofb.com. So I'd be happy to supply those.